Good morning, Renee. It's Gail from the Toorak
Good
Times.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's a beautiful morning in Melbourne.
Yes, it is.
It is. Now, it's my privilege to interview today, Renee, and help celebrate your 50th year
in
the entertainment industry.
Yes, it's about 50 years I've been doing this.
No, it's an amazing achievement, and your career has just been fabulous, and you are our first lady of soul.
It's actually my birthday tomorrow.
I know, and many happy returns for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well, if the Memo Music Hall is celebrating your 50th year and also your birthday for tomorrow at 7:30. Now they're selling tickets for, they're going to do a revisiting of the live stream performance recorded in May this year.
Yes, they're going to replay a show that I did back in May. I'm actually going to do a special show celebrating 50 years coming up soon. But in the meantime, they would like to replay that show from May. And so I'm thrilled about that.
Oh, absolutely. And so are we, and so are your fans.
Yeah, I'm really happy that they'd like to revisit it.
Yeah, excellent. Now, I wonder if you have a sort of a new album coming up soon at all?
Not in the near future, but, you know, eventually I'm sure there's another one. I've got another one in me.
Good on you. And so you started in 1970, I believe. Your first band was Dry Red in Sydney.
I think the first band was in about 72.
Okay. And were you living in Sydney at the time then?
Yes, I grew up in Sydney. I was born in Melbourne, but I was raised in Sydney. So everything happened out of Sydney.
Okay, right. And so what, you've come back to your Melbourne birthday?
Yeah, I've lived in Melbourne now for quite a few years. It's just a comfortable, not so much because it's home, it's just that it just is a comfortable city for me to live in. I don't have actual roots from when I was born, but I've got a lot of current friends and things in common with people at the moment in Melbourne. So,
Beautiful.
It's just a really great city to live in.
It is. It's fabulous. I was born here myself, and, it's fabulous.
Oh.
I love it. So you were inducted into the Area Hall of Fame in 2005. What a blast.
ARIA,
ARIA. And also, 2013 being the first female solo inductee into the Age Music Vault.
Oh, that's good.
Hall of Fame. How cool is that? You're a real breaker. I'm just wondering about your songs that you write.
I'm really predominantly a singer of songs. Writing's not my main thing. I've dabbled here and there, but I'm predominantly a performer that I bring life to other people's songs.
Excellent. And some are co-written as well.
I've dabbled through my life for many years and probably still will. But as I said, it's not my main thing. My main thing is singing.
Well, with a voice like yours, why wouldn't it be?
Oh,
I must say. Oh, dear me. So you've also been labelled, I'm not sure when that was, but you were named part of the top 10 voices in Australia.
Oh, dear. Well, that's nice.
Can you remember that?
Through the years I've been labelled many, many things here and there. So, yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to get a compliment.
It's beautiful. But 50 years is like not many people can actually say that.
That's true. That's true. It's a big mouthful, and not many people have actually lived it. So
no, and to stick with the one profession too.
That's
many people are changing their things all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, because they can't find where they belong, but you obviously have.
Yeah, I have to say it feels like an achievement for me, and I'm proud of it.
And I tell you, some of the songs that I've heard you sing over the years, you sing it with such heartfelt soul that
that's what I'm sort of known for. So I'm thrilled to touch people in that way. But yeah, that's I have a sort of like to I call it soul music. It's rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
And but it covers all genres, you know, jazz, rock and roll, country.
Mm.
I mean, it's all about really the song. It's all about great songs, and then the way in which you arrange them ends up being the genre that you do. But it's all about really the great songs.
Yeah, and do you personally have some of these songs that feel that you can relate to in your own personal life?
Not necessarily. They don't have to be relatable personally, but I can sort of, you know, I can feel it. You know, it's
feel
that's
it like
part
an
of, that's
like
part
an
of what it is that I do. It's just,
yeah,
you know, and there's
it's
no,
like what an actor does. They feel.
Yeah, exactly heart. Right. Exactly, it's the singing version of what an actor does.
Acting. Wow, amazing. Now, what took you to LA? And when was
Well, New York and LA, I've always, you know, my influences have always been from the US, so eventually I had to travel there. That was just inevitable, because that's where all my roots are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you played with some amazing people, well-known people, like it was well-known here, Stevie Wonder, Sting.
I've done some background work on a lot of people's records, but I honed my, you know, singing and a little bit of songwriting skills, but basically just singing, you know, I just really came into my own when I lived in America.
I love that. And are you still in contact with some of those people?
Sure. I have some
Chaka
very
Khan.
Dear friends that are based there, yes.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Well, that's good. And do you often visit there when we can?
I haven't been there for a while, but I'm in very close touch with people all the time. It's just at the moment with this virus thing, it's like nobody's travelling anywhere.
I know, and I listened to one of your songs the other day, Stuck in Limbo, or In Limbo.
That's right.
And I thought, oh, wow.
That's what we're all in limbo at the moment. That's what we all are at the moment.
Exactly. But where there is a way out, because we are people who can see our way out of things,
well,
and we know that it's only temporary.
Let's hope so.
That's,
but anyway, that's, yes, that's right. It's what I love what I do, and I'm blessed that I'm able to somehow make a living out of it.
Oh, you are very, very blessed with it. But were you always a singer? Like as a child, did you know that you were going to be a singer?
Yeah, I just always liked to sing, but I didn't know I was going to be in the business. That sort of happened sort of accidentally, but just friends of friends and things like that. But I always knew I could sing. I just, you know, that, you know, I was always singing around the house, in the shower, everywhere.
Yeah. Were you an only child?
No, I have two brothers.
Okay. You're the youngest or middle? Or?
No, I'm the youngest, yes.
Yeah, right. Oh, so you were a baby girl? Were you?
Yes, spoiled? I was the youngest little girl, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So did you do any, like, uni or anything like that?
No, I went. Initially, my plan was to eventually go to uni, but singing sort of took over. I kind of, like, got into singing sort of midway through high school, and that was the end of that. I just, you know, left every education altogether and took up music.
Yeah. Did you find it boring?
No, I was looking forward to, you know, going to tertiary college. I was looking forward to all of that. I just didn't know that singing was going to be so big in my life, and it just took over.
Well, that's brilliant. At least you were able to do that, follow your passion.
I had a thought, you know, if I wasn't a singer, I'd probably be a teacher somewhere, you know, teaching, an English teacher or something like that.
Yeah, right. Well, I tell you what, you're making more money than being an English teacher.
Oh, I don't know about that. It depends, yeah. You know, it's also quite hard because it's very up and down. The music industry, I wouldn't suggest anyone go into it for money, because it's not, you know, it's not a money-oriented thing. That happens if you're lucky.
It's passion,
if
yeah.
You're successful, but you know, it's very fleeting. You know, it's not something that is guaranteed. So.
No, it's like being any artist or actor or whatever. You know, reluctant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But who played with you at the May concert at Nemo?
I can't remember. Look, my band, I put bands together every time I do a show.
Yes.
And I've got a number of people that I, you know, that I pick from, just
yes.
You know, excellent musicians. But I'm not sure who was the, you know, that's a look it up. I can't remember.
Well, I tell you what, we'll find out
yeah,
Friday
night.
Yeah,
I mean, but you can do that another time. I just don't sort of keep track of all of that.
No,
unless I need to look it up, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And really, the thing is a success. For them, Memo to be doing that is wonderful on your birthday.
Yes, it's great.
And the tickets, you can, if you purchase tickets at Memo, you can get them. If you go to Memo and secure yourself some tickets, they're very reasonable price. But they're available for that live, the revisited live stream is available for 48 hours. Which
yes.
is great. So it takes you through to Sunday.
Yes,
which is
it's
brilliant.
Be, yes, great.
You don't have to watch it at 7:30
yes,
on
yes.
Friday, which
but,
I think
and,
that's
and,
the beauty.
Yes, and but just so everybody knows, this we're going to have a relook at that show that we did, but I'm also going to do a special show commemorating the 50 years, and that'll be you know coming up in a few months. But we'll kick things off with this one.
Yeah, and we'll be informed, of course, of when that special
of
show
course,
is.
Of course, of
oh,
course.
Yes.
It's going to be very big news.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to, you know, I'm looking forward
yes.
to that news. I don't know it myself, and I'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah, but right now,
like everyone
you know,
else.
We're going to kick things off with just a reminder of what it is that we're all
yeah.
here for. And then you know, when I do, within the next month, I'll be letting everyone know when that'll be.
Right. Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah. But meanwhile, you know, people can tune in and have a look at the show.
Exactly. And I must check out your the Swing album. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
I can't. It's one of the later ones, but
yeah.
Was
that
you know, I've done many albums, and that's one of the latest ones, yeah.
It was your 25th one, Renee.
Oh, I can't remember, yeah.
Yeah,
it's...
A big band.
Yeah, but there's like, you know, each album has a special thing about it, you know, so, was, you know, that was that, and onward and upward.
I love it, and forever changing. Just
always, and staying the same. You know, I like to do both. I like the choice.
Yeah, and you're sounding really happy in your voices, you know, as we speak. And do you have a philosophy of like they can do anything to us, but we have the right to choose to be happy?
What?
Whatever happens, we still have the right to choose to be happy. Do you follow that at all?
Of course. Sounds
yeah.
very reasonable.
Yeah, exactly. Happy in the moment.
Yeah.
No one can take that from you.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you've had battles over the years. You've survived breast cancer.
Yes, I have. I'm.
You're a supporter
you
of that,
me.
Aren't you? Yeah. Well, I don't want to remind you, but
no,
I
know.
Saying how you're a wonderful supporter
yes, yes,
of
I came
the,
through. Came through with flying colours.
Excellent. Excellent. And let's stay that way, all of us.
Mm.
All right. Now, I don't mean to be a bit kooky at the end, which I must sound it very much.
Pardon?
I must sound a bit kooky, do I?
No, you don't.
Oh,
no,
that's
just
good,
fine.
Renee. Good. All right. Now, anything else that we want to know, let
you
your
know,
fans know.
I think just the main thing is that people should
tune in
to the show,
yes.
and stay posted, and I'll let everybody know what comes up in the future. But meanwhile,
excellent.
You know, you tune into this show. They apparently want to replay it. I didn't ask for it to be replayed. The Memo people insisted, and they really love it so much, they want to play it again. So
I know.
So I must have done something good. So let's tune in and see what it was.
You did something really good, Renee. And isn't it wonderful of the Memo Music Hall wanting to do this, particularly on your birthday?
Yeah, I don't think they realised it was my birthday. And that,
I think they must have.
Good timing.
It's one of those things from the universe.
Yes.
Good on you. What a lovely thing. What a happy birthday you'll have and be able to celebrate that May thing again and enjoy it yourself, I imagine, will you?
If I'm around, I will tune in. I will definitely tune in. But, I don't usually listen to my own stuff. You know, I'm on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I imagine you're busy working on this next surprise thing for us.
Yeah. You know, all sorts of things. I've never been one to listen to my own work. I'm not crazy about that.
No, it's like an actor watching their movies more than once, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Look, it's really wonderful. So, everyone, get on to Memo. Go on site. Just type in capitals, M-E-M-O.
That's right.
And grab yourself some tips. Do yourself a favour. And you've got 48 hours from Friday at 7:30 to decide when you can watch it. You can buy a group ticket or a single ticket.
Yes.
And there's also, I think they've got the two types as well. The basic.
I think so.
I think they have the basic as well as something.
People, I have no idea about that stuff.
Go online and check it out.
That's right.
Everyone. And enjoy. It's been a pleasure, Renee.
Well, people all they need to know is that I've been doing this I'm 67, and I've been doing this for about 50 years, and I love what I do very, very much. So when they tune in, know that. You know, you'll hear it in the way I sound and my band. I always have musicians that also really love being there, so it's a really joyful sort of communication between five or six people, a musical conversation that I always love people to join in on. You know, it's
beautiful.
It's a very special thing.
It is, and the Memo stages and place is so amazing. And
that's one of my favourite. It's literally my favourite venue. You know, it just feels really good to perform there.
No, it's mine too, just to be there.
Yeah,
but it is. It's fantastic. It's a grand old hall, and the stage is big enough to keep your social distancing. The whole works.
It's
turned out to be a
and it's treasure. Just up the road from me. I love that.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll be
tuning in with you, and I'll say cheers with a glass of champagne tomorrow to Renee.
That would be nice. I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you so much for this. And
Thank you.
If I sound a little bit preoccupied, I don't mean to. I'm just there's just a lot of stuff going on at the moment. But thank you so much for the good wishes as well.
Oh, look, it's my pleasure, absolute pleasure. And so I'll.
Okay.
Do something well with it. Thank you very much.
All right, then.
Bye.
Take care.
You too, and keep well.
I will.
Bye. Bye-bye.